Boketov, everybody. Good morning. The last 2 weeks, we've spoken about how central Shabbos is, and that's why Shabbos was given in Mara before Kabbalah Satorah, because it was a foundation towards which we could go ahead and receive the Torah. And that's what we say during the Haggadah, Dayenu, Ilun Asan Lanu as a Shabbos. Lo Kervonoth Ne'arsinu Dayenu, how could that be? Because Shabbos is so central, and that's why it's the makor of all brachos, it's the source of all our blessings, and ruchnis and gashmis. And the truth is, Chazal already said that Shabbos is connected to the Torah Kulam, and one of the mitzvahs that Chazal list as being against the whole Torah, Shabbos is one of them. And there are certainly different layers to understanding this, but Rabbeinu the Chavetz Chaim takes it in a very practical, real, moving way. And he says it's in terms of the schar, in terms of our reward. What does that mean, in terms of our reward? How much are our mitzvahs worth? So Chavetz Chaim contends, I'll pee this chazal, that every mitzvah we do on Shabbos is keneged kol ha'tarah kulo. Shabbos keneged kol ha'tarah kulo. That means every single mitzvah we do on Shabbos is keneged kol ha'tarah kulo. What does that mean? If we do a mitzvah on Shabbos, it's worth 613 regular mitzvahs during the week. If we would put on tefillin, we don't do that. Okay, but if you do a chesed on Shabbos, if you make a bracha on Shabbos, if you daven on Shabbos, if you have a little avos Hashem on Shabbos, you have yiras Hashem on Shabbos, all the mitzvahs you can do on Shabbos is if 613 during the week mitzvos, right? I did a chesed on Thursday, great. But I do it on Shabbos, it's as if I did 613 mitzvahs, which is really, if you think about it, and this bone a little bit, and I've told this many people, because it's a really amazing thing. You have one so we come in so full of potential, so massive, so amazing, so different. And not to take advantage of that is really a baltash sarisa. It's a waste. How can we not take advantage of that amazing thing? I would say that a little bit. Shabbos itself is connected to the Kulam. We know Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. So the morning, Talmud Torah connected to Kulam. That means, in this way of thinking, every, if we look at one word of Torah as opposed to a mitzvah, a word of Torah is worth 613 mitzvahs, right? A word of Torah says worth 613 words of chesed, a word of chesed. Now, understanding like that, if you learn on Shabbos, which is highly suggested thing, right? That's going to be worth 613, because every mitzvah on Shabbos is multiplied exponentially. And then Talmud Torah, which is always has that factor, of course, is part of that also. And if you do that calculation, which the I did it for you, it's 613 times 613 equals 675,769 mitzvahs, right? So it means one word of Torah on Shabbos is worth 375,769 stam brachas during the week. Now, let's take it one more step. I know it's a little bit early. I one time spoke to a group of women before Pesach, and I did a lot of calculations, and I felt that it was really a truly brutal thing to do. Make women think in mathematical calculations until we wiped out from the Pesach clean. Okay, but let's go further for a second. You wake up on Shabbos afternoon with a bit of a headache. We've been there, right? We've all been there. I can't learn without a little bit of a headache. I got a headache, right? Well, let's think about it. Chazal tell us that Echa B'Tzar is Shabbat to how many? Mea Shelo B'Tzar. If I do a mitzvah and it's difficult to me, it's worth 100 times more than if it's not difficult to me, right? So if I learn a word of Shabbos, if I learn a word of Torah on Shabbos, and I am B'Tzar, so you're talking 37,579,900 mitzvahs. It's incredible, right? Now, this is our last step, as we move into our last minute, is what if you do a B'Simcha also? I can't be happy if I have a headache. Okay, I'll learn. The rabbi said, okay, 37 million mitzvahs, I'll go for it. If I can't be happy, of course you can be happy. You can be happy with a headache. Why not? And of course, the Orach HaTzadik teaches us that a mitzvah b'simcha shava elef yadis mitzvah misho soto kimasam elef. If you do a mitzvah in joy, it's worth 1,000 times. We have to remember that. Some people love to do mitzvahs when they're b'tzar. Echa b'tzar shava elef b'tzar, but it's 10 times greater at least. It's a mitzvah with joy. That's what we love, right? If you put it all together, a mitzvah on Shabbos, Talmud Torah, with a headache, with joy, you're talking about an enormous amount of things. So on both sides, the idea we get is that there's unbelievable potential. Every day is every minute's potential, right? Like Bomer's tremendous potential coming up. Shabbos is a day of tremendous potential. What does that mean for us practically from everything we've been saying? We have to put effort into it, right? Now, this is difficult for us, just to end with a practical point, because we often view Shabbos as a day off. I need a day off, right? 6 days a week I'm working. Shabbos is a day off. Well, we quote Rav Noach Weinberg very often at this podium, of course. But as Rabbitson Dina Weinberg said a beautiful short phrase, Shabbos is a day on, not a day off, right? It means we do rest on Shabbos, and Shabbos is Yom Menucha, but you have to, together with the Menucha you get on Shabbos, it's a total waste and a foolish thing not to take advantage of the spiritual potential of this amazing day. And a place to start is in our tefillot. We're saying shul anyway. We're davening on Shabbos, because it is a totally different Shabbos. That davening is 613.
be regular with the davening. It's worth that Friday night davening. It's worth more than all the week's davening before and many weeks davening before. That's what I'm saying. All this, we have to put a tremendous effort into that. That's all, Rabbi. Shabbat shalom.